Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is the website. Thanks for joining us, joining me. My name is Ben. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And tonight we have a very special guest for you, starting off the show with a live set in our studio. We have for you right now, High Ranger.
We'll be right back. beautiful thing I've seen is the golden beam of sunset sea. A feeling I will never leave, and the rolling waves stay inside me. The last time that I will speak like the deep sea, they'll be falling into the last time. I don't know where we go, I don't know. So let's go. 40 years and 40 feet, I'm a sunglasses at the bottom of the sea. A feeling I will never leave, and the rolling will stay inside me. Come on. From the west side, wind is blowing from the east side. All is on in my mind, I can feel it in my bones. Oh, see, the end is not seen, it's the golden beam of sunset. A feeling I will never leave, and the rolling was taking waves of crashing from the west side. In my mind, I can feel it in my bones.
Happy birthday to my dad, Liam Columba Cullen.
Thank you.
dreams without regret. Things are never as they seem. Summer sunshade from the leaves. A mistake I soon forget. As soon as I see you again. And there's nothing more than this. The soft touch of fingertips. There's a picture in my mind of when I met you. There's a picture in my mind of when I met you. After all the nights we spent chasing time and photographs, things we were never meant to see. Darkness comes so easily. It was as good as it could get. But without this haze, how could we pretend? As we're driving through the night, lights reflecting off of your eyes. There's a picture in my mind of when I met you. There's a picture in my mind of when I met you. Picture your smile when I first met you. I can still picture your smile when I first met you. Every time.
deep unknown. Lift me up some more. Lift me up till the sun will glow. In a house that's not a home. Lift me down. Wake me up till the sun will go. Lift me up some more. I can't hear you knocking on that door. In a house that's made of stone. In a town where I was born. Let me down forever. Ooh.
That was High Ranger live on CITR. You're listening to Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell on CITR.ca. Do not go anywhere. The band will be joining me in studio very shortly to chat about everything.
You never see me again.
Ebola.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. It's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Thank you. The question and answer portion of the lecture with Professor Michel Foucault will now begin. You in the back there. Hello, Professor Foucault. How might we begin to understand the nature of this thing that you call sexuality?
First and foremost, it is this. The nature of sexuality is to be found in the February 2018 issue of Discorder magazine.
This month's issue of Discorder magazine is themed around sexuality. Features include necking, Pace Society, Coconuts and Bananas, Dark Time Festival, Vancouver's Bathhouses, plus regular RLAs and under reviews. The advertisers for the issue are UBC AMS, the Rio Theatre, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Cinematheque, the Rickshaw, Mint Records. There are over 100 distribution locations across Vancouver. Visit discorder.ca for more info.
Right. You are still listening to CRT Radio. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I am Ben. I am in the studio now with the band who just played live in our other part of the studio. Started at 9 o'clock. High Ranger, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Hello. Ben. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for playing that set. Sounded fantastic. First question is always, well, how did what is this band? How did it happen?
Well, I thought the first question was going to be why High Ranger,
and I'm
glad that we're going to skip that one and go.
I was going to circle back to it maybe at some point, but you know.
That was the second question. You know.
What was the first question?
First question is like, how
origin
did this
story, Jesse?
Origin story.
Into
a house.
Maybe involve like introducing the band in that story. Maybe, or maybe we should talk about
Christopher Bond.
Yeah,
bass guitar.
I would probably be the main character.
We started it all. I mean, basically, we started off as a literal garage band. Chris moved into a new house in East Van, and he had a garage, and he.
It's
bought,
locked though. In case you're getting
locked,
any idea.
It's locked. We have to give out the address.
The landlord said he couldn't use it for anything. Yeah. So, but he filled it with instruments and started using it. Anyways.
I'm a smooth negotiator. Huh. I got that garage.
And you don't have any noise complaints from neighbors or anything?
We do.
So Chris bought some drums, and he said, Jeff, you should, you know, try the drums. I'm going to get a bass guitar. Jesse, you know, is an actual musician. Maybe we can coax him over and you know, we can jam and see what happens. So we started doing that, and it was a lot of fun, and we had decent chemistry, and there was a lot of whiskey, and we had at the time we had like a you know, a real set of drums in there. And it was loud. We played every Saturday.
Yeah, there was no soundproofing. You could see the outside from
So it was basically like a block party with only us for
every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
That nobody wanted.
Nobody wanted for about a month and a half. And it was an interesting experiment because that's how long it takes to basically, you know, just play music in East Van until a neighbor barges through the door, which is what happened. We were playing one day and the door actually, you know, flung open and this guy charged in and he was furious. But Chris,
he reminded me of Asterix.
Asterix, yeah, he was red faced and
kind of thing. That's how I remember him anyway.
But Chris, he did some kind of like, you know, Aikido, emotional Aikido, and he totally diffused the situation. And the guy was shaking our hand and everything. But we realized at that point that we had to tone things down, and so we stayed in the garage for a while. But I got a set of electric drums, and so we just jammed with the electric drums for probably a year and a half, two years.
Oh, wow. Still, okay.
But electric drums are kind of lame.
It sounded terrible. It's like, but at least we...
It's like playing Tupperware.
And we did have one neighbor barge in with the electric drums, but we worked out an arrangement in terms of when we were playing.
But we got electric drums.
Did you put in any soundproofing at all? Even?
No. Too expensive.
Yeah.
No.
Would my wife work well?
My wife wanted to
soundproof
it.
There were holes all over it. It would. You'd have to basically.
I know she's listening. She sealed the garage off with foam,
spray foam.
Yeah, and then we couldn't. And then it got so hot in the summer, and we
ripped it
we
open.
Couldn't open the door.
It was a total mess. So, but you know, to be fair, we only.
I love you, babe. I know you're listening.
We only played on Saturdays between 7 and 9. And
like a.m.? No.
No, that was p.m.
Okay, good.
So, we weren't like playing at 11 o'clock at night or something.
Yeah.
It was, it was rock and roll. Those were the days. we drink a lot less now for some reason. I don't know. There seems to be.
Rock is dead, Jeff.
That's true. Rock is dead.
Ever since we actually wrote songs, we've slowly not drank as much.
There's a lot less whiskey.
Yeah, we don't drink as much.
A lot less.
Whereas
whiskey.
Before, it was just like noise and whiskey.
Right.
And bleeding eardrums.
I think that's probably the best way to start. You know?
Yeah.
It was just like a cacophony. Weeks and weeks.
At what point did you actually started like getting serious doing songs, like writing songs, and or was it just is there a transition between drinking a lot?
Years?
Jesse's probably been serious about writing songs since he was 8 years old. I don't know. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, I mean, just saying for this band.
For this band.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, there was a long time when I wasn't doing music, but it was always kind of in the back of my head, and I would just buy lots of.
Let's be clear, Jesse writes
gear.
All the songs. Yeah. I just wanna.
No, we're a band.
Yeah, we're a band.
We all write.
I've written a couple songs that we're gonna put on a concept album, probably 20 years from now. I think we just have to wait for the culture to catch up, and then you know. So we put those on the back burner.
It has to circle
around. The culture's got a long way to go, I think, before it's ready for these tracks.
Culture's not ready.
But I think Jesse's tracks will get us there.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. And I know Jesse for many, many years.
Yeah.
Played on this show, I don't know, forgotten, like 2003 or something, 4 or something.
14 years ago? 13 years ago?
With your other with your band Basement Suites.
Your producer said you weren't going to mention that.
Oh, well.
Okay, we're canceling our tour.
I have a couple clips from the...
Wanted to pull a Billy Bob.
We're out of here. No, Canada's no potatoes and no gravy.
He was right. Yeah. No one realized at the time. Billy Bob was right. He was the only
one. Well, I remember him being a little bit... Oh, saw through Giagameshi's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ruse.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Am I being compared to it?
No.
Well, I don't know what you're doing under the table there, but...
That's
not me. That's not my
fault. Yeah.
But that was a while ago. That was when it was in a different studio. And those were the days with, where we crank out music from the gramophone. I don't know.
Yeah. Or I think they called them CDs.
CDs.
People actually used CDs back then.
And
we still do for some reason. For some reason, we printed up a bunch of CDs. I don't know why.
CDs, like, easier, though. It's so much... Like, ultimately, to play CDs, I mean, I the concept of vinyls are, like cool and great, but I'm a very lazy person, so.
Yeah,
as a DJ playing CD.
I think a CD is too much effort for me. I'd just rather stream it.
Yeah, streaming is also.
Spotify, choose your playlist. Yeah. Like, oh, it looks like I'm listening to Lady Gaga again.
Yeah, I don't give a shit anymore.
I feel like it might come back. It's all these cycles. And
well, Neil Young tried to get the high fidelity,
right? The Ponyo, yeah.
And I think that flopped. I mean, I don't know. Did he have a music service that came with it as well?
I think that was the music.
That was a service and hardware.
I think, yeah. And Tidal was supposed to have higher quality music,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but like no one wants people to like pay, though.
And also, I don't think a lot of the people with like iPod, like the whatchamacallit, those Apple earphones, doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't sound any. It's not
earbuds.
Like, earbuds, yeah. Like, if you have a $9 earbuds or whatever that came with.
Yeah, and if they're wireless, the bitrate on wireless is pretty bad too through Bluetooth. Yeah, I think they're getting better, but you're not getting the.
And you know, to be honest, I think that a lot of the kids just listen to music on YouTube. And like just click on like the music video, and it would just be, you know, a picture of the album, and then just the music in the background.
If you A/B test that, even from a streaming service, if you go, you listen to a Kinks album on YouTube and then listen to it on Apple Music, it is night and day, even with your computer speakers or headphones.
This was the grumpy old man segment.
they're not concerned with fidelity at all, are they?
Well,
but okay, let's just
access.
Let's just go back. You do have a recording,
yes,
that you just put out pretty recent. It says 2018 on there.
Yeah, we keep pushing the release date back so it can seem more current.
We should have just put 2019 on it.
But well, we recorded it when last year, last November.
It felt wintry. Yeah, it must have been November.
Yeah, with Jesse Gander at Rain City.
Very nice.
It was amazing. It was our first actual real studio
experience. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
Jesse is great.
Yeah.
And so like November. So that was like three, four months ago.
Yeah.
Or is it? It's not like the November before that, right? And
so we recorded it over 3 days and then just kind of sat on it for a while. Like, wow, now what? and then we got it mastered. Then we were like, okay, now what?
Yeah. And there is four tracks on it, and you in your set you just played. How did you pick which songs, or like, did you always know which four songs you wanted on there, or at that time, or did you just have four songs then? I don't know. What was that?
It was. I think it was consensus. We were kind of a Three Musketeers, all for one, one for all kind of thing. So we tend to talk everything out, and that those four songs just sort of fell into our lap. We had a bunch of songs. And those ones just sort of jumped out at us, and everybody agreed. Those
were
the ones to do.
You know, the newer ones that we write, we tend to like more. I don't know if we get fatigued by the old stuff, so we're more excited about the new stuff. But
I think there's a word for it. Just like, you know, like, you know, just new. Yeah, sometimes it's just just sometimes people like new things, whatever. But even though that's a problem with putting out records. Well, on CD, at least it comes out. You can actually put it out pretty quickly. I think if you want to put it on vinyl, you have to wait like seven months or something, or whatever it is. Yeah. So yeah, you recorded it with Jesse Gander. Have you recorded with him before, Jesse? Or
No, first time. Yeah. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Super quick, professional, made it sound good. Yeah.
Was there any special advice that he gave or anything?
Just don't get in my way.
Yeah, you know, he was a real fountain of knowledge as far as recording goes. Like, like you said, he was so efficient. We got everything done really quickly, and he was just a master on the console too. You know, watching him edit it, it was
a pleasure to watch him work. That's a man on top of his game.
Yeah.
And is this the record release now, or can you get it anywhere? What's your plan with it, or?
Yeah, you can get it on the internet.
It's not on YouTube.
iTunes
for free.
Off the Bandcamp, or how do you?
Yeah, Bandcamp, Apple Music, and Spotify. Mm-hmm. So on both those. Are there any others?
I think there's a Lithuanian streaming site as well.
Do they love us in Lithuania?
No,
we're big in Lithuania.
Yeah. Are you back on MySpace? Yeah, and it's just search for a High Ranger with just HI. -Ranger. So yeah, the name. This is the circle back of.
Boy, Jesse, go ahead.
This is Jesse.
Well, it was like
Death by committee.
Yeah, it took the most time just to pick out a name. We had different names, And we had to agree by consensus.
Like, at what point did you actually pick a name? Was it just literally like before you booked a like before you booked a show? Like you kind of have to come
even
up with
the
it?
Name High Ranger was not confirmed until we recorded. Yeah. We were like, are we sure?
We had to have a name, and then we wanted to push it off. We had lists. I mean, High Ranger is an industrial machine. It's like a cherry picker.
We might get sued
and
now.
It's spelled the same. I hope we do.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I didn't know what it is. So it's like
one of those cherry picker hydraulic lifts.
I was just out one day for a jog, and I saw it on a bucket truck, and I'm like, all right, well, maybe. It's better than the other name.
Is it a trademark?
You know, really, the name is deep with meaning because it's all about using technology to get high.
Is it? Yeah, you're just making that up right now. Right?
Well, no, and it's all about using, you know, a lot of those area lifts are actually used
to literally
for picking
get
fruit,
high.
And so it's actually they're used. Using technology to get high and to connect with nature by picking the fruit of, you know, the foliage. So it has a put a foundation to that name. I think it's growing on me.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Jeff, for justifying our name. That's what it means.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always hard to come up with a name. Like, did you?
And then you kind of silly and arbitrary. Almost,
and then you have to Google it. Did you Google it and try to make sure like it's not like a million bands of the same name?
I think that was another issue. Yeah, we came up with some good ones. And
Google has made the effort to find band names just an Olympically difficult enterprise. You know, back in the day, you had no idea if there was a band down the block with the same name. Yeah. But you come up with a clever name these days, and you Google it, and sure enough, there's like somebody in Romania.
And then they can find you too.
And they can find you too. So you have no choice but to become more popular than them and completely eclipse them, right?
I thought the idea was to trademark and sue.
Trademark and sue. Basically, use every tactic you can find to defeat
the legal,
this other band
the
with the same name, shy of violence, right?
Yeah. But doesn't matter if they're better.
No.
And I think this is like, there's only so many names out there. I think most bands is, you know,
Think about sticking just a bunch of consonants.
Nirvana,
together.
What a great word. Just like dying to be plucked and, you know, wow, boom.
There must have been.
There must have been.
Yeah, so many bands called Nirvana, but they couldn't Google it. Maybe if they Google it, they'd be like, oh, God, there's like 100 bands named Nirvana. Yeah. Let's call ourselves, you know, High Ranger.
It was, I think maybe back in the old days, it's just like whoever, if there's, you know, it could be like 30 bands with the same name, you're just waiting for the first one to rise.
That's right.
Whereas now, it just,
it's the first pot that boiled.
I want to say that, you know, Pearl Jam's a terrible name.
I never knew that about it.
It's hard to, because it's just been like it's been like 20, 30 years
exactly.
or something.
You
it's
don't
just
think
hard
about
to
it.
you don't think about it objectively.
Like,
but like a lot of the band names, it sounds like, I mean, it's like U2, even like
really the band name's not that important if you think about it. I think the band name can take on the veneer of the music, right?
And the success of Pearl Jam is a great indication that a band name is not important. Jesse, what do you think?
I think we should interview Ben. That'd be a much more interesting interview. The people want to know.
Oh, it's okay.
More about Ben.
I talk enough already, and it's like no one wants to know.
People know Ben.
Yeah. How? So like you got the songs, and Jesse. You're saying you do most of this? How does that work? So you just bring an idea?
Yeah. Well, Ben, it starts with the riff.
Yeah.
Well, it comes with the riff. And then I bring that to the guys and kind of jam it out. Yeah. And then usually have a melody line in my head.
Right.
And then the hardest part is writing lyrics for me. Right. So, because usually I have to already have how the melody line's going to go, and I sort of have to fit the lyrics into that already. So it's kind of like a backwards process.
Right. So between musical projects, like you had a big gap to me anyways. So were these songs you write songs that you came out in the past couple of years, or were there things that you've thought about over the years that you put into this project? I don't understand my question.
Yeah, and maybe a few of these songs that we play were sort of riffs that I had kicking around I had lots of little song ideas during the time I wasn't actually playing, but I always thought maybe to do some sort of solo project. But
what? First I've heard of this.
But yeah, I think just the motivation. I don't know how solo artists do it, because
Is it just a motivation part, or?
I don't think it's kind of a bigger thing too. Like, I think because the ideas I have for songs are kind of more of a band concept rather than like me just singing and playing guitar. Like, I kind of hear the whole sonic palette thing going on. So actually playing with people, Chris and Jeff, there is that more kind of like conversation going on and able to flesh it out and a momentum going and motivation.
Motivation is good. Well, especially, and then there's the time, I guess the practice time or the set time that it's an obligation-ish kind of thing. But it's fun, right? It's fun. And
we're really good at practicing.
Yeah,
like
that's good.
Actually showing up.
We're diligent.
At least twice a week.
It's easy when it's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's
certainly not a chore. We get along well. Yeah. There's no egos in this band. No. Well, I mean, maybe Jeff a little bit.
Yeah.
Jeff's.
Yeah.
And Chris and Joe, were you in bands before, or was this pretty much?
No, we hadn't picked up an instrument since junior high school, perhaps, at least for me.
Yeah, no, that was, it was
until
high school.
We started jamming.
And then I did some electronic music production.
Well, you were a DJ.
I was a DJ.
You were a DJ, right. But we when we started jamming with Jesse, we were picking our instruments for the first time. So
in a while,
That's where the whiskey came in.
That's where the whiskey came in handy. Yeah. We had no idea. I think we've just rounded the corner, and now we have an inkling. Officially, we have an inkling. But we're still, it's a learning process, and it's just been so much fun jamming with somebody with a lot of experience, Jesse, and, I think the chemistry is so important. It was it's quite remarkable that, we had very little experience playing music, and hanging out with Jesse and playing with him, something grew out of that, which is incredible.
So was being in a band something you always wanted when you were younger, never got to, or is it just something that just came up now, or just now, you're just bored and you want something to, like, was it like?
I played a bit when I was young. I think that in that era, I think that anyone with an artistic bent has some sort of desire to make music.
What era are we talking about? Back in
The 40s.
2010s, right?
a skiffle group.
The glorious 90s.
Yes, the
90s. I guess I dreamed of it for sure, but it would never beyond, it was always just sort of abstract.
Yeah. But why didn't you pursue it?
That's
earlier?
A great question.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a house with, there was a piano and guitar, and I played saxophone in junior high school, the band, but it just never really clicked. It was just a time and place kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Like, were you into the music, or did you go out to see shows, or was it pretty much...
No, not a big fan of music.
You were into... Yeah. It's true.
And so you pretty much only listened to Buddy Holly.
That's kind of a
like the Doors.
Their musical taste is much more sophisticated than mine. I love music, but I would
just
say
just not
that
listening to it. We're playing it. You like playing music.
I love
music.
Playing it, and I do listen to it. But I don't actually
if it's
follow
the Doors.
Or Buddy Holly. Yeah. He likes Buddy Holly too. You don't just
I like the Doors and I like Buddy Holly.
great names for I guess Buddy Holly is that his real name?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Google?
Yeah.
Siri.
Not quick enough.
And also the name of the band, and you don't think twice about the name The Doors, but the name is just like
that's
Door.
That's true. It was just
and it's
there,
just a
right.
Door.
That's like, right. Is there a band called The Windows? And why not? If not.
You can't do Windows now because of computers, probably. Or you could, I guess.
That's right. That would be tricky.
Might as well call yourself
Windows
Siri.
Windows 95.
Windows 95. Yeah.
There was a band in Vancouver called Windows 95 or something.
I love that name, actually.
I left
the name of our band Windows 95.
Yeah.
3.0.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in the studio with the band High Ranger. Now we're gonna let's do the fun and games portion of our program.
Let's do some trivia
after this very exciting introduction song. Oh, where is it? I don't even. Yeah, it's been a while.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
So this is the most popular game at CITR. On the most popular show. No, it's not. It's whatever. It's something that we've been doing for almost a year now. It's just I just make the bands come on the show and answer a bunch of quiz questions. It's not an actual trivia quiz. It's like a personality test. It's, you know, like, you know those that when you go on
Cosmo quiz.
Basically.
Basically, it's basically like one of those. It's like an online version of one of those Cosmo quizzes where you answer a bunch of questions and then you find out what kind of puppy are you or they ask you a bunch of questions like what's your favorite sandwich. I don't know. Anyways,
how to keep your boyfriend?
Once we
looked at Chris,
there's a bunch of things that I'm gonna click on the thing. I'm gonna click on just a random thing and we'll see if it works. I'm not even looking here. Oh, okay. I don't know if this is a good question, but I guess we'll find out. okay. It's a very simple one, and you can play as a team or take turns. It really doesn't matter. But there's the quiz today is a quiz. Called Are You a Soup or Are You a Salad? And you don't answer this question. We answer a series of questions, and at the end, okay. We will find out if you are a soup or if you're a salad.
I wouldn't want to be either one.
No.
So as a fan, yes.
But I'm interested.
This might be it could be someone that looks this looks like, the question seems very deep. We'll see. This is a very deep quiz. because the first question is, are you okay? And then the first one is,
that's a lot to unpack.
It is a lot to unpack. So we'll see how this goes.
I am right now.
And then the picture is like a lightning bolt. The question, yes. The nine answers you can choose is, I am really, I promise. There is no, there's yes, there's I am for now, or for the most part, why are you asking me that? Always, somewhat.
Yes, that one.
And never.
So this is collectively our band personality.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm going to say never.
I'm going to say yes.
There's a yes dot 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 though. I don't know. They kind of make it.
Yeah, let's do that one. Next question.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
We completely disagree on that, Jesse.
What version of
the soup? You're the salad.
What version? I don't even. Yeah, and I don't know what that means ultimately. What version?
We've moved along. Or is this still part of this?
Oh yeah, this is like
we've only gotten through one question.
This is a series of like 60 questions that we
went.
I know it's a certain amount of questions. I don't know, like 10.
Okay, let's go.
5 or 10. What version of yourself would you hate to see 10 years from now?
Windows 95.
Wow, this is like, I don't know, we'll see. Okay, which version of yourself would you hate to see 10 years from now?
This is multiple choice though, right?
Yeah, someone financially struggling. I don't know, this one is, do you want to switch gears? This seems kind of...
We'll answer any questions.
Yeah. No, that's right.
We'll try to
tell me if I'm a soup or a salad, then. Okay. I want to hear from you.
Okay, someone in the same place as I am now. So this is something you don't want to see yourself as.
We don't want to be this person.
Yeah, you don't. Well maybe this band doesn't want to be like this.
Maybe easier for us to think these questions to Jesse. Like how do we not want to see Jesse? I think we should.
Someone in the same place as I am now, or someone with no goals or direction.
Right.
Someone chronologically dissatisfied with what they're doing, someone financially struggling, someone who has become creatively stagnant, someone who gave up a portion of the life for their significant other,
yes.
Someone who works constantly with no time for themselves,
yes.
Someone who feels alone, or someone
who
stopped
keeping up with their appearance. Are we being punked
right now? Just like, which one of these would you not want to be in 10 years? Doesn't mean that you're even close to any of these. This is just a...
You know what? The answer is going to be like not even soup or salad, I bet. It will be like something completely different.
I guess chronically dissatisfied with what I'm doing.
That's would a not good one. Want yeah, I don't want to be that.
No.
Yeah, that's
just
good.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
I would overthink this quiz, even though BuzzFeed is a very reliable
this
publication.
Oh, this is BuzzFeed. Well, it's science.
Yeah. All right. If you could have the answer to one of these questions, which would it be? Does magic exist? Are there other intelligent life forms beside us? How did it all begin? Did I ever walk...
Why don't we just answer all those questions?
What? Did I ever walk this earth as another person? Who am I meant to be? How do we find peace? Does love exist? What comes next? I would rather not know the answers. You can answer some of these if you feel like, but...
Is there other intelligent life? Well, I would think so.
I don't know if there is intelligent life on this earth.
There's the Fermi paradox.
But which question would you want to... Maybe not. Which would you feel like answering? Like, sorry, you want the answer to...
Well, we can't. Well, probably, I mean, speaking for my... Well, boy, they're all
good. Let's speak for Jesse.
They're all
good. Yes, for the best.
Speak for me.
Jesse wants to know if there's magic.
I really think he does. I see a lust for magic in his eyes a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they really lighten up.
All right. Does magic exist?
Does magic
exist? Oh, my goodness.
I have a feeling you're going to be a soup.
Yeah.
hot, soupy mess.
What will be humanity's downfall? Greed, hubris, war, selfishness, artificial intelligence, using up natural resources, apathy, antibiotic-resistant plagues, overpopulation. This is a really fun quiz that we're doing.
Identity politics. Oh, I did it, Jeff. I said it.
Yeah, the antibacterial hand soap will be the downfall.
All right, let's go with that.
Did you say hand soap?
Yeah.
It's yes. Tough. Did you say that was dumb, Jeff?
Hand soap?
I thought I heard that's dumb.
Hand soap.
But that didn't sound like something you would say.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't say that.
It's making people... Or it's making bacteria resistant.
And this is the last question. I don't even quite understand it. Pick an animal to guide you on your quest. I don't know quest for what, but you have to pick an animal to guide you on your quest. There is a antelope kind of thing. There's a lion. There's an owl. There is a sea turtle. There is a wolf and a black kind of bird.
You know, the life of the sea polar turtle bear, is desperately sad.
Polar bear, so a horse, or a dolphin.
I was
dolphin.
Just thinking the sea turtle, actually.
Yeah.
A horse or a dolphin.
What do you think, guys? Sea turtle?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're saying no.
Desperately sad. Futile. The futility of the
all right,
baby
so
sea
after
turtle.
After this fantastic bunch of questions, very deep, meaningful questions, just to answer if you're soup or salad. And this is the answer you got is, what do you think? What do you think, guys?
Well,
what do
you feel like? I'm going to say soup, but I don't know what it means to be either of those things.
Would you, are you...
Is there
you,
a description of the soup or salad personality
type? No, it doesn't
type?
Even, does, I don't
can
even
you eat
anything.
It with a soup or with a spoon or fork? Yeah.
Like, are you, if you were to order a meal that comes with a free soup or salad, what would you usually, what would be your choice generally?
I'd usually choose a salad, but I wouldn't
like it. If I was
hungry,
I would have a soup. Soups are more filling. Yeah. But this isn't what we want to eat. Yeah. This is what we are.
What you are. Well,
what Jesse is.
Soup.
You are. You got soup.
I knew it. Yeah. I had a feeling.
And it says, phew, that was a close one. I don't. I got. And that's how you play Quiz from Hell. That was.
All right. Woo!
Yeah, good work.
That was from Hell.
That was a quiz from Hell.
That was a deep one. I think
deep soul search.
I think the joke was that the topic was so silly, and then they just make all these. But it's
it was
okay.
Like a click
torturous.
Hole.
Yeah.
But it does it bond the band together now
sure
that
does.
You understand?
Well, adversity,
you understand. You understand life much more. And
I hope we never have to do that again.
Yeah. Although it does mean now that officially or by legally, if the band ever go out for dinner, and given the choice of soup or salad, you have to choose soup. There's no.
I think this band wouldn't be able to afford salad. That's no. We're soup all the way. Free soup.
Yeah. It's salad that much more expensive. I think it's close.
I'd say we're a side of poutine.
If it's you know, if you get enough gravy for a poutine, that's basically a soup.
That's true.
But if there's no, but then again, if you look at the fries as like a vegetable, and the gravy as a solid dressing, that's kind of like a hot salad.
Mm. Oh, my son is probably listening and loves to hear French fries being described as vegetables. I'm sure.
Well, it grows on the ground.
It's a vegetable. French fries, a vegetable.
It grows on the ground.
I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah. It's just vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah. A poutine is basically, yeah. And the cheese, it's like, you know, how you can, there's some cheese, you sprinkle some cheese on your salad sometimes.
Are we saying poutine is a complete meal? Yeah. I don't like the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't eat it in 30 seconds, it turns into a big pile of cold mush.
Do you,
that's the part where it's like soup.
Do most of the interviews kind of veer towards poutine at some point? I have a feeling.
Normally they don't, but I did have poutine this afternoon for lunch. So
I was no such good as a bad poutine.
I was given, and I don't know the funny thing, but the choice was salad, soup, fries, and pay extra for a poutine, and I went for the poutine. What does that say about me? I don't know.
High class.
Oh, yeah, the highest class. Nothing but I just didn't feel like
it's a big ruler.
Yeah, we went to like the restaurant, and they're out of burgers. It's funny. Anyway,
out of burgers. My favorite banh mi place was out of banh mi the other day.
It's kind of, yeah, you feel like, but how, like, that's like, they should here? Just close the
yeah close the place
close
down.
The place down. But anyways, going back to the music, the band, what is the, now this is almost spring, any plans for what are the future plans for the band other than, I guess, promote the record, write more songs?
Yes, how do you promote?
Who's promoting the record?
How do you promote a record, Jesse? Ben?
Well, you, you drive a car around with the top down, and I don't know. You open the garage door and you play the music.
Right, we have to go back to the garage
until all the neighbors come by.
Back to our people.
Yeah,
yeah. Within a 5-block radius, of the garage.
So yeah, what are we doing? Are you booking a tour for us, Jesse?
Yes, start tomorrow. But yeah, like we'd love to play some shows around town. We played a few. You already we played that block party. That was awesome.
We did that play a fun. Block party and
block parties are yeah those yeah. are the most fun gigs.
When so, was that, where was that at?
Last summer.
Yeah,
on, I'm so bad with numbers, it was a street with a number name, like 22nd Avenue, right. Block, 32nd Avenue off fun. Main Street. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it's nice to do it in the summer. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
But well, it makes me think we should, you know, for those types of things, we should maybe learn some more covers. I don't know. It's fun to play covers. We got a few in our back pocket, but we tend to not really play so them.
You want
to
be a cover band?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you just going to do it for the public? You're just
if you're playing a bunch of people that
we have to play our own songs and alienate the audience. Yes, yeah. They'll be like, what the hell is this? There's children here. Yeah. Why is this band playing our block party?
It's art.
Children's ears are bleeding.
Yeah. that's actually part. Yeah, that's why rock and roll was invented. Yeah. Scared the kids away.
To bleed children's ears. Yeah.
But we're still writing some new songs. We have a few that still need lyrics, funny enough. That's always kind
if
of the
last
thing. If anyone's
got any lyrics, send them in.
Well, how do you, what draws your inspiration for writing, like, the words? Is it just, it has to?
It's very kind of practical. They kind of have to fit into what I already have as
it's
the melody in my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cadence, vowel sounds.
Yeah.
So usually it'll start with maybe one line, and then whatever that happens to be might inspire the next line. And sometimes I end up writing them kind of backwards. Like for a verse, I'll have some lines, and then I'll have to think, well, what can I put before that? Because I already wrote that part. So
is there something that you just think over the weeks, or just you'd be like in the shower and be like, oh, or just...
No, I wish. I don't know how those people who are like, oh, yeah, you just wrote that song in 3 minutes, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, are you
either they're making it up or...
Or do you actually just go sit down and, like, be thinking about it? Or do you just, like, constantly sort of have it in the back of your mind?
I try to do that. It usually works about 2 minutes or so, and then I get distracted onto something else. But usually when I'm kind of thinking about a song, like the arrangement, writing lyrics, it's kind of always playing in the back of my head just over and over and just to the point where it's kind of annoying. It's like, ah! Which is good because it kind of... Yeah, it just kind of gets me in that mode.
Yeah, you write some good sticky hooks, and they really stick with me after we jam it.
It was a long time.
Can't get them out of my head.
We've been playing a long time before we actually heard Jesse's lyrics, just because the way things were mixed when we practiced, when we jammed, we never heard Jesse's lyrics until we went into record. Yeah. I think that's the truth, isn't it? We didn't actually hear the words until we had proper mixing.
I don't think he wrote them until the day of recording.
He didn't write a lot of them until we recorded as well. Like, but I have to say, I was really, you know, I was a bit concerned that we would hear his lyrics and it'd be like, oh my God. Like, I was just going to quit and move to Chimanis and, you know, take up gardening. But his lyrics are great. I was so thrilled. Like, his lyrics are legitimately decent.
Yeah, I'm a fan, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I always like the types of lyrics that leave things open to interpretation of the listener.
Just not so cryptic, you know, just enough, that nice balance between noise and signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's great. We're going to talk about every single song and what it means right now. I'm not going to do that.
Thank God there's only four of them.
It's okay. Yeah, High Ranger, thanks so much for coming out. That set sounded great. How do people get a hold of you? What's the best way if they want to pick up the record, listen to your music, just search for High Ranger on the internet? Would that be the first thing?
Yeah. We have a Bandcamp page, High Ranger Bandcamp.
Can you buy CDs off the Bandcamp page?
Probably. I don't know how, though.
You should set that up, because we have a few.
But we'd have to mail them out to people.
We can do that. If there's anyone out there listening and they want a CD, I mean, come on. Just get a hold of us.
Yeah, I'd actually want to know who would want a CD.
Who wants a CD?
Why do you want the CD? But, really, a CD.
Spotify and Apple Music, look for Hi-Ranger, Hi-Ranger.
Yeah,
Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, so it's on all the streaming services, as they call it, So
thank you, Ben. This is a dream come true.
Great, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Yeah, anything else you want to add, or is?
No, we're so happy.
Jeff has a new baby.
Glowing.
Jeff has a new baby. Maybe Jeff wants to talk about that really quickly. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Still playing music? It's like, is it busy? Or like, is this your first kid?
Yeah, it was about not much longer than a week ago.
Yeah.
So,
You know, and you don't seem to be stressing out or lack of sleep.
Well, my wife's mother is here for a month, so we're getting a lot of help.
Yeah.
He's here playing music and doing a radio interview.
Yeah, usually first week. I have friends who just have kids. I don't see them for, you know, like 6 months.
Jeff's not that kind of dad.
Yeah.
He's dedicated
never
to the
let,
band.
Never let the family interfere with your art. I mean, come on.
So you're not skipping one practice, eh? No.
Again, my wife's mother is here, and she's actually staying in a bed and breakfast that's attached to our townhouse. So she's been so much help. I wouldn't be here if she wasn't here. So thank you, Chihiro-san.
Awesome. No, that's great. That's what family's for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. As a BC Family Day coming up Monday.
Oh, yes. Holiday.
That's a holiday. All right. Yes, High Ranger, if you're just joining us and you missed their set, you can listen to this set on the internet on the CITR podcast. Go to CITR.ca, do a search for High Ranger. I will say later tonight, sometime tomorrow, it should show up on the website. Don't do it now because the show's not over yet. You can't play something from the past unless it's in the future. Anyways, it's something like that. So
time just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's quantum physics right there.
Yeah, thank you so much. High Ranger.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Best of luck with everything. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com. Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Ryan, will you know?